Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears. What?
You moron, this segment is not about the village people.
Well, you were dancing around the studio doing a YMCA thing.
I can't stop myself once I start. It's about a happy village.
Well, I couldn't find a song about a happy village. So I got the village people, closest thing I could come up with. No?
Nope.
Okay.
You were this close.
Yeah, I know. I missed it by this much. Mm. I know.
Restaurants come and go, and that is why we have been doing reviews for 7 years on this radio station and have never repeated a restaurant.
I think that's pretty good.
I do, too.
You're talking, CB 26 a year for 7 years?
Wow.
That's like a whole bunches.
My God.
That is.
My math wizard here.
A whole bunches.
There is a relatively new restaurant on Randall Road, which took the place of a barbecue restaurant, which was obviously not as famous as they would have hoped to have been. This location is now the home of Sapporo Tennoshi, which means happy village in Japanese. This is actually a sushi and a hibachi restaurant all wrapped up in one.
How about that?
Yeah. Hmm. The chef and owner, Mike Ham, was previously an accountant.
Was he a ham?
Are we going to start this?
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. He spent way too much time in a sushi restaurant and decided that becoming a sushi chef was the career for him. He opened his first restaurant in Andersonville in 2004, and recently he opened the second Sapporo Tennoshi in Algonquin.
So there's happy villages all over the place.
We're all living in happy villages.
Oh, how about that? Nancy and I both love Asian food, so when we heard that this restaurant opened, we hurried on over for lunch.
Oh, yeah. I love hibachi food.
I love all Asian food.
Me too.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the hibachi tables did not open until 5 o'clock, but they will serve you either sushi or hibachi at the regular table.
And the entree.
Yeah, but why would you want to get the hibachi entree without having the show?
Exactly. You're paying the same amount of money. Yeah. Why would you bother?
Yeah, so we decided to come back for dinner and a show, and that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, we just kind of walked out when they were trying to seat us, and we said, I will come back when the hibachi tables are open.
Yeah, because that's half the fun. You got to see all this cool stuff. Yeah,
you got to. That's the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, to the left is the sushi bar and tables that are used during lunch. To the right is a beautiful full bar area with a few high-top tables. In the center is where the action is with their 12 hibachi tables and just where we wanted to be.
We always want to be in the midst of all the
excitement.
Exactly.
In drama.
Especially when the shrimp go flying. But more on that later.
Betcha.
For those of you who have never been to a hibachi restaurant, let me explain. All entrees come with chicken soup, salad with ginger dressing, hibachi shrimp appetizer, assorted vegetables, noodles with teriyaki sauce, and either white or fried rice, and a little scoop-type noodle of ice cream for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And Nance and I both agree this soup was really tasty.
Oh, exceptionally.
And Nancy, who is not a big fan of ginger, she liked Marianne more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She even enjoyed the salad. Well, so far, so good.
especially me. If the ginger dressing isn't really good at the restaurant, I'll ask for two soups since I love their soup. Mm. No salad.
Because ginger sometimes can have a very powerful taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put too much of that in there, that's kind of hard to get used to and stuff.
And yeah. If they sweeten it up, that's when I like it more.
That's why we like Marianne more.
Yeah. Tonight, Jim ordered the hibachi steak for $25.95, teriyaki style, which came with mushrooms. Ugh, that's fungi.
I love the mushrooms.
I love fungi, but I hate fungi, which I'm sure everybody out there knows. I ordered the hibachi shrimp for $22.95, but added the spicy garlic topping for no extra charge. You knew that was coming, right? You know me with garlic.
Oh, you have to have the garlic, absolutely.
Yes, I have to. And it's usually really spicy. I think on a sweathead meter, you usually sweat pretty darn good.
Sometimes because it's like a dark yellow, light brown color.
Orange, yeah.
Orange type thing. And if the darker it is, it usually means the hotter it is.
The more cayenne is in there.
And sometimes it can get pretty spicy.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's called spicy garlic topping.
Oh.
You moron.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. This topping basically is a mixture of butter, breadcrumbs, garlic, and cayenne pepper that is cooked on top of the shrimp. We both went with the fried rice because why eat white when you can have the good tasty fried?
Yeah, I mean, you're going this far. I might as well go all in, really.
You betcha.
Now, on to the show.
Yay. I love the show. I love the shrimp flying the egg rolling.
Rolling. The chef appears pushing a cart loaded down with our food and assorted paraphernalia to produce a delectable entree.
Well, if that's the case, why does he have that little bottle boy squirting out stuff?
I will explain. He begins with setting the hibachi grill on fire to chase away evil spirits and your eyebrows.
Yeah, that's true. And some of your top of your hot
yeah,
hair.
Well, that could be why.
Yeah, your hair gets, thinner and thinner up there.
He squirts, I don't know if it's cooking oil or vodka or some sort of alcohol in there.
Oopa.
No.
Japanese.
Wrong restaurant.
What is it? Olay. No, that's not it. Mushi Mushi. No, that's not it. I'm just digressing.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
I know. That's why I was doing that.
They lately, the thing they've been having is they have the ketchup bottle that they like squirt and out comes like a red piece of yarn, and you think it's squirting ketchup at you?
Oh, yeah, that's
they do
right.
That. That's a new one. And then they got the all-time favorite, this little pea boy.
Yep.
And they put out the fire on the grill. It's a little statue, and you hit him on the head, and he kind of pees out the fire.
Yep. And that's supposed to be a delectable entree it produces with this assorted paraphernalia, huh?
Uh-huh.
With the pea boy.
With the pea boy.
Okie dokie.
It's fun. You gotta loosen
it up. Oh, I know it is.
It's fun.
But when you put a sort of paraphernalia to produce a delectable entree and you say pea boy after that, delectable? I think not.
It was good.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
He put the fire out.
He certainly did.
Well.
Keep going, my love. Keep going.
Well, this was followed by eggs that were spinning all over the hibachi grill.
Japanese egg roll?
And last but not least, the ever-popular onion choo-choo train, which doubles as a smoking volcano.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who have never been there, let me explain. They take, like, onion rings that are from onion, and they stack them one on top of another.
Big, smaller on top. Right.
Then they pour some alcohol in there.
And oil,
and they light it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put out the flame, and it smokes, and that's a choo-choo, and they push it across the grill.
Choo-choo.
It doesn't take much to keep us occupied.
No, I like it. Compared to other hibachi restaurants in the area, Jim and I both agreed that everything we ate was seasoned to perfection and delicious.
And that has a lot to do with the chef, I think, too.
Yes.
Because they can cook it on the hibachi grill. But if they don't season it properly,
had some that weren't so good with the seasoning, and then we ask, can you give us in our little bowl here, can you give us a little, like, of the what's that? Teriyaki sauce. You know, just to get, so we could put it in our rice or whatever that he didn't season much.
FYI, people put teriyaki sauce in fried rice. It's awesome.
Yes.
Good. It's good.
And they gave us two sauces for dipping, ginger and yum yum.
Yum yum?
Yep.
Yum yum.
The yum yum sauce was really yum yum.
That was good.
It was yum yum.
It was yum yum.
It was yum yum. It was yum yum.
It was yum yum.
Yum yum.
That's what I said. It was
yum
yum.
Yum yum.
But was it good?
It was yum yum.
Okay. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
The cost for our trip to a happy village was $53.90. Itadakamito.
Yeah, whatever. Good thing I didn't have to say this one.
Itadakamito.
Oh.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
You're driving me wild, baby. You're driving me wild.
Itadakamito.
Mushi mushi.
That means bon appetit in Japanese.
Isn't it much? Isn't it much easier just to say bon appetit?
No, because that's Italian.
Bon appetit?
Well, that's French.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And now, everybody, you know why I call him a moron.
Well, it was something.
Yeah, it was something, all right. You're something.
Itadakamito.
Yeah. Oh. Now you're not doing anything for me. For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible and will accommodate reservations for large parties with separate checks. Jim, what's your take on this restaurant? And don't say Itadakamito.
Itadakamito.
Did I say that right? Itadakamasu.
Sure, now you say it right.
I heard it enough.
Itadakamasu. My steak was very tender, and take a tip from me. Put some of the yum-yum sauce on your fried rice.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Didn't do anything for you?
No,
it didn't. It did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What's your take, Tuts?
I really enjoyed the ginger salad dressing. I mean, a lot of places I can't eat it, so I enjoy my salad. And
wasn't this one a little sweeter than the other ones were?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I like the yum-yum sauce with my shrimp appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it in my fried rice, no. So.
Itadakamisho.
Itadakamisho. Shut up.
Give me the particulars, Poopsie.
Sapporo Tenoshi, 1521 South Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. The phone number is 847-854-3388. And the website is www.sapporotenoshi.com. The directions, if you take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road, east to Randall Road, and then south to Restaurant, you should make it within an hour with all that construction.
Yeah, really.
just saying. Estimated travel time is really 18 minutes, if you can get through their construction site.
Right. Well, anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM on your listening dial, WHRU-LP.
We put you in WHRU.
We certainly do.
Now, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, I will check. Hold on.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Now, we never had that one before.
No, we never did.
And why did we get this one?
Because we saw the Mr. Rogers movie.
Yeah.
I hope the delivery service is faster than Mr. Rogers talks.
No.
Otherwise, it would never get here. But anyway, we did get a letter. We got a letter from Lynn about El Niagara in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also on Randall Road. It's where the old
Mimi's Cafe. Looms.
Yep.
Looms breakfast place was.
Right.
Yep.
And we did hear a few people say good things about it. So
I think we're going to run over there and try to get a review.
Check it out. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Oh.
slinking around the studio to that music is the queen of punography.
Mm-hmm. Slinking, my love.
You were slinking around.
I've been sitting here all this time.
The headphones were flailing all over the place. It was a sight to behold. And she is the queen of, like I said, punography.
I love puns.
She loves puns, and I think she's the only person in the world who actually loves puns.
No.
So we're going to try and get through this segment, as always, with the least amount of listeners falling violently ill.
Hey, watch it now. I like them. So just get your rim shots ready and stuff, because I know you're going to be pushing them.
Okay.
Because you like to push my buttons.
Here goes Miss Nancy, the queen of punography.
Thank you. With that kind of an opening, I don't even want to say these. People are going to think these are awful. And these are very good puns.
We will let our listeners be the judge.
Yeah, well, write into Jim and let him know what you think of my puns. Only if they're good, please. What kind of key opens a banana? Do you know, my love?
I rest my case with this first pun.
Shut up.
No, what kind of a key opens a banana?
A monkey. I thought that was cute.
How many do we have like this? One,
two, three, quite a few. Shut up. What does a skeleton order at a restaurant?
I don't know. What does he order?
Spare ribs.
Oh, I'm not going to do a rim shot after every one. Should I? I'll just say
no,
it.
No, but you can go wah, 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 wah.
Okay, I'll do that one next. Okay.
Why didn't the melons get married?
I don't know. Why didn't the melons get married?
Because they cantaloupe. Why did the apple run away?
Why did the apple run away?
Because the banana split.
Oh.
Did you like that one?
Man, it's getting better. It's getting better.
I think these are all doozies. What's a shark's favorite sandwich?
I don't know. What's a shark's favorite sandwich?
Peanut butter and jellyfish.
Now, that one I liked.
Oh, good.
I actually like that one. Peanut butter and jellyfish.
Yay. You like something. Oh, my God.
I've got more.
Oh, my gosh. What? I haven't heard that in a long time.
You got a fanfare for that one. That was a good one.
How can you drop a raw egg onto a concrete floor without it cracking?
How can you drop a raw egg on a concrete floor without cracking it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Any way you want. Concrete floors are very hard to crack. I don't get a do 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 do.
No.
Oh. Well, I'm giving it to me. Do 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 do. I think I do pretty good.
It's close.
How do you turn white chocolate into dark chocolate?
How?
Turn off the light. I think these are good. Why did the tofu cross the road?
Why did the tofu cross the road?
To prove he wasn't chicken.
Oh.
That was a belly groaner.
That was a bad one.
Oh, wow. I thought it was good. Why did the can quit his job?
Why did the can quit his job?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it was soda pressing.
Ah.
Another one.
Another good one.
Why do hamburgers go to the gym?
I don't know.
To get better buns. I thought that was cute.
That was almost a do-do-do-do-do.
I think it is worth a do-do-do-do-do-do. If you go to the gym, I'd be impressed with your buns. How much room is needed for fungi to grow?
I don't know.
As mushroom as possible.
Oh, that you got. You actually have some good ones today. Why?
What do you mean, actually have today?
You've been.
I have good puns, my love.
You've been Googling better now. You're
no.
Getting better puns.
No, I always had good puns. It just must be the mood that you're in.
It could be.
Why do the French eat snails?
I don't know.
They don't like fast food.
I get it.
What do cats eat for breakfast?
What do cats eat for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mice Krispies.
Oh.
Okay, I even say that's a groaner.
That
okay.
is a groaner.
But I was getting desperate at the end because I couldn't find any good ones anymore. What do you call a sad coffee?
A sad coffee? Mm-hmm. I'm almost afraid to ask.
Depresso. Last, but certainly not least.
Oh, my gosh. The last one already?
How come oysters never donate to charity?
I don't know.
Because they are shellfish.
That's
and
a good,
it was
that's
a good one, one that's for a the good end. One.
That's a good one.
Well, we still have some time left to our show. So here's Jim with some stuff we don't know what to call. But basically, we have 27 minutes to kill. So here's Smorgasbord.
Arms wild about Smorgasbord. I got a craving for Smorgasbord.
Yes, yes, yes. I have been scouring the news services for...
You've been scouring?
Yeah, I got a bunch of paper here.
I think I scoured for that.
I know one of us did. And this is brought to you by the Duh Institute.
Duh?
Duh.
You mean duh?
Yeah, like, you know...
Duh.
Like, duh. Who didn't
duh.
Know this?
Okay.
And the headline is, this is in Food Safety News. An article from Food
Safety. Wait, food has to be safe to eat?
Sure.
Okay. Whatever like, you say.
Like our friend says, if he doesn't get you sick, it's good food. That's right.
He's the food connoisseur of our friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this here's the headline is, men who go vegetarian more likely to have serious depression.
Really?
Well, duh. That's what I mean. Duh.
Duh.
Yeah, I mean, and they did a study on this.
Yeah, well, these studies that they do, they're stupid.
Well, let me read on. It says, remove meat from a man's diet, he may well slip into depression. Again, duh. And this has been a conclusion drawn by the Journal of Affective Disorders.
Yeah, and you can add coffee to that, sad coffee, and it'll get him depresso.
Yeah, let me just read it to you.
No, read it to them.
It says that, you know, men naturally want meat because we're carnivores.
Oh, okay. So men are not, we don't know any men that are vegetarians then, huh?
Think about it.
Usually I just know women.
Because we're the cavemen. We have to go to fire and meat on a barbecue.
Sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And kill it and drag it home.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. To our woman in a cave, bring home a nice, you know.
Big brontosaurus and tell us to cook
nice,
it up.
A nice big woolly mammoth or something.
Oh, God.
And this is what men have done since the beginning of time.
Okay, but Adam ate an apple.
And look what it got him in trouble. Seriously, my point exactly.
Okay. If but Adam maybe he was vegetarian.
See, and if he wouldn't have eaten that apple, of course, that was her fault. Mm. She talked him into it.
Okay.
So, see, it's
always
what I mean?
The woman's fault.
It is. So mm-hmm. if you know, I mean, this is proves since the beginning of time, since the Neanderthal man.
Okay.
Men have been meat eaters.
Meat eaters.
So, and this proves it. Scientific proof here.
Yeah, and it proves it with you. You never eat salad. We order an antipasto salad. He eats all the meat and cheese, and he leaves the lettuce.
And this proves it that, you know, and this is why. Because this is why I am so happy all the time. Because
you eat meat.
Uh-huh.
And if you have to eat a salad, then you get a little cranky on me.
And I get my money's worth out of my cholesterol medication. Well, you know what? I think with that, our show is done.
Thank goodness.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
past my horoscope said you'd come back. I had my doubts, you see. And as I watched the mercury and thought about the prophecy, a new moon and an early thaw, I watched the door for January stars came true. And as I gaze at winter stars, a second house conjunct with Mars, they would suggest that we'll be one. I have my doubts, you see. If I maintain a skeptic side, train the other on the sky, I'd eat my hat if it came true, I'd probably eat yours too. If January starts stars.